Blog Talk Radio.
I am, of course, your host. I'm going to start this out with myself this week. I figure that's, you know, lead with your best foot forward. The owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment and the host of SCW Radio, Sean Van. I want to welcome you all to another, what should be a very exciting edition of SCW Radio. We have a few secrets up our sleeve this week. We're going to be announcing some things. So everybody, definitely, you want to stay tuned to this one. Now, as we do every week, guys, that guest call-in number, if you would like to call in this week and be a part of SCW Radio, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-8804. So there you go, guys. Go ahead, get ready if you want to be on this week's episode. Dial that number, and we'll be taking calls very shortly. But I think everybody knows we're going to talk about it. It is a little more than a month away. However, there's already a lot of hype behind the matches that have already been put together for the show. Of course, I'm talking about Toys for Tots, guys. Coming your way Saturday, December 19th, 7 o'clock p.m., as SCW returns to Corneca Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. And it, like I said, guys, it's the Toys for Tots events, the fifth annual Toys for Tots events we've done here at SCW Entertainment. Admission for this event is only one unwrapped toy per entrant. Of course, it's a great cause. And it's going to be a spectacular night of wrestling. And if you don't believe me, let me tell you all the matches that have already been announced for this event. First and foremost, the SCW Internet Championship will be on the line at Tots. This time, you know, last time at WrestleFest, we saw chaos at its finest in a four-man ladder match for the Internet Championship. Now, since that time, and I think there's always been this unspoken maybe not even use the word hatred, but something's been there between Carl Hager and Cat Daddy ever since the days of International Pimpsodent, when these two were the SCW Tag Team Champions, and we all know how badly those two tag teams split. But I will say, it's going to be very interesting to see these two in a singles environment at Toys for Tots. Cat Daddy, the reigning defending SCW Internet Champion, to put that title on the line against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. I can't wait to see that one. That's going to be very interesting. Also, guys, for the first time in SCW Entertainment history, we are producing a cage match, ladies and gentlemen. And I think it takes a cage match to end something that has escalated the level that it has between TJ Boss and Ben Wright. And I know there was a lot of talking, a lot of stipulation making there at the end of their matchup at WrestleFest. However, I want to clarify for everyone what exactly is on the line in this cage match at Toys for Tots, and that is simply put this. I've said it all year now. TJ Boss isn't right for this company. TJ Boss is a man who left this company after a slight sniff, a little smell of the grass being greener on the other side somewhere, and he found out that it was fertilized with bullshit. He doesn't need to be here. He's not the individual that I see leading this company into the future. Sure, he's done what he's done in the past. I can't take that away from him. But we're looking forward to a new generation of ruthless individuals who are going to do what it takes. TJ Boss just isn't that guy. So with that said, Ben Wright versus Boss, the stipulation that has been chosen for this matchup inside this cage is essentially the loser is gone from SCW Entertainment. After what we saw at WrestleFest, Ben Wright got the win. I got to tell you, yeah, I'm a little bit biased in this one, but TJ, you're 1-0 at SCW against Ben Wright, or should I say 0-1 for you. Now, with that said, of course, it is a Toys for Tots tradition, guys, the 30-minute Ironman match, and it will be happening again this year, once again for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. This time, Anderson Strong makes his first heavyweight championship title defense against the man he defeated at WrestleFest in October, Dean Richards. Dean, of course, utilizing his rematch clause for this match. I got to tell you, after what we saw at WrestleFest, a lot of people questioned, could Dean Richards beat the 6'8" giant Anderson Strong? And I think a lot of people saw, and this is me being biased here in this match, that Dean Richards may have just, in fact, at one point or another, been able to do that deed. However, bottom line, simply put, is this: he wasn't able to. And with that said, 30 minutes in the ring, Anderson Strong versus Dean Richards, who comes out on top as the SCW Heavyweight Champion? Whoever gets the most winning decisions, whether it be via pinfall, submission, countout, disqualification, whoever scores the most decisions in that 30 minutes is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Quite frankly, it's a match that it is a tradition at Toys for Tots, and it's always a match that tests whoever is in this match at Toys for Tots. And I think this year is going to be exactly the same, no different. It's going to test Anderson Strong. He's been in this position before. He was in the Ironman match a couple years back at Toys for Tots, and he left a winner there. He's got experience. He's won like this before. So you got to think this match could, in fact, favor Anderson Strong. However, Dean Richards, I believe maybe his stamina may outlast Anderson Strong's. Who knows? We're going to find that out at Toys for Tots. But I got to tell you, at the end of the day, Anderson Strong, he's the SCW Heavyweight Champion for a reason. And you're going to play hell, Dean Richards, taking that championship away from him. Now, with that said, I said this was going to be a rather exciting episode of SCW Radio, and we are going to announce more matches for Toys for Tots. That's right, guys. Right here on SCW Radio, we're not announcing not one, not two, but three more Toys for Tots matchups that are going to be going down December the 19th, guys. So with that said, everyone listen up because here goes nothing. And by the way, should I mention two of these matchups, title matches. So with that said, we'll start with the SCW X title. And I really Mr. Sean Stormwood could be here on the line with us this evening. And maybe he will be calling in shortly. You never know with him. But we're going to make this announcement right here, right now. Sean Storm will be making his very first X title defense at Toys for Tots against a superior Storm. Sean Storm goes one-on-one with Tyler Storm for the SCW X Championship at Toys for Tots. And we will see if that that lucky little win streak he's now claiming that he's going to have after an incredible losing streak, let's see if it surpasses a superior Storm there, Sean. Also, at Toys for Tots, these two individuals in the Internet title four-man ladder match completely were annihilating each other, spending a lot of time focusing on each other, especially inflicting pain on each other, per se. And you know what? Apparently, there's some unspoken type of grudge here, so we're going to exploit that here. I know I am. As we have added another match to Toys for Tots, it will be Josh Ramsey versus Mr. Smith one-on-one at Toys for Tots. You got to wonder what's going on with Mr. Smith here recently. This is the guy who, in essence, cost Dean Richards the SCW Heavyweight Championship, a guy who was a little bit overly aggressive towards Josh Ramsey at WrestleFest. So we're going to see what happens when these two get in the ring, Toys for Tots one-on-one. And, of course, guys, there's been a lot of speculation about it, and let's just go ahead and talk about it. Ace Harris and Tony Lycan won number one contendership to the SCW Tag Team titles at WrestleFest, and I said that they would receive a future shot at the SCW Tag Team titles as a result of winning that match. And I'm a man of my word, so at Toys for Tots, I know, TJ Boss, you're going to be a little preoccupied that night with the cage match, but you know what? Sometimes at SCW, you have to pull a little double duty, and I guess that's what you're going to be doing at Toys for Tots, because in addition to your cage match, you will also be alongside your tag team partner defending the SCW tag team titles as yourself and Jackson Carter put them on the line against Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. The tag team titles will be decided at Toys for Tots, and there you go, guys. Three more huge matches to add to the Toys for Tots event right here on SCW Radio, and just dropping a little hint here, there's more to come, guys. Toys for Tots is going to be a huge show. It's definitely one you don't want to miss. And with that said, really quickly, we're going to throw out a little social media links here and there, and we're going to jump right into the call section directly after that. So with that said, guys, You want to follow SCW Entertainment, follow Friend, Like, Share, whatever, you can do so with the following links, URLs, and so forth. Of course, our official website at scwentertainment.com. We're on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or direct link facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. You can find us on Twitter at SCW Greenwood, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment, instagram.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, every Saturday, you can catch us here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. Tumblr account still going there as well, guys. So, yeah, no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share SCW Entertainment. No matter what your social media of website of choice may be, there you go. Now, with that said, guys, really quickly before we jump into calls, one more time, I'm going to give out that guest call-in number. In case there's anybody else out there that wants to be a part of SCW Radio this week, guys, that number is 713-955-0804. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and jump right into calls. First caller here, last four digits, 74, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Let me get this right. You actually are still trying to call him the Superior Storm?
So glad you called in, Sean. I'm sure you got a lot to say. Go ahead.
See, I understand it because I know you better than most of these people because you seem to forget. We had a nice little group running around here with me, you, and two guys that aren't here anymore. At one point in time, I was your closest friend in this company, and you just want to stab me in the back for some new kid? Is that really? How you want to do this? I've tried to give you chance after chance.
Sean, you stabbed me in the back at WrestleFest. I think you know that just as well as I do. You snubbed me in front of the world for Brian White.
Brian White was there when Sean Van was nowhere to be found. So don't blame Brian White. Blame yourself.
I'm definitely not blaming myself. You see, the thing is, while you had your own life to look after, I had the task of having to look after an entire roster of everyone's professional career. So I'm sorry if I can't take the time to come visit you when so many individuals depend on my job here. I think you would understand that being a former member of the board yourself.
An entire roster without the star of the company. And I'm actually glad you gave me this opportunity because in one single night, your world is about to crash.
Really? Well, please do tell. Hello, hello. Yeah, I'm not sure if we may be having some technical difficulties here. I think that may be on Sean Storm's behalf there because his call has just dropped. However, you know what? I challenge you, if you're out there, Mr. Storm and second place Storm, that is, if you want to come back on SCW Radio, you know, go fix whatever difficulties you're having, call back in, please, because this is a discussion that we can definitely have here on SCW Radio. So, yeah, whatever. Fix your stuff, call back in. With that said, we do have another caller here on my queue. So with that said, last four digits, 8397. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me. It's me. It's Mr. ACE. But this time, Mr. Van, I'm not alone. You see, you are being joined by Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, the SCW number one contenders for the SCW Tag Team Championships. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing all right. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm really glad you guys called in because, like we just mentioned earlier, it's going down. Your number one contendership privilege, it's going down at Toys for Tots. You guys are going to be wrestling TJ Boss and Jackson Carter for those SCW Tag Team titles. What are y'all's thoughts?
Well, you know, me and Tony, we were so proud to go out there at WrestleFest and become the SCW number one contenders. And now that you have given us this chance a little sooner than what we expected, first off, I want to say thank you. You know, like I say every week, you are the boss. At the end of the day, you sign my checks, and we appreciate this chance. So, you know, it's kind of like a student versus teacher. And TJ Boss taught me and Tony Viking. And then, you know, he's got Jackson Carter now, and they become the tag team champions on his first night. But, you know, TJ has a lot on his slate, you know. We're not going to lie. We're definitely going to take advantage of this situation. What you think, Tony?
I'm really looking forward to Toys for Tots. WrestleFest 7, it was awesome. Coming together with my brother, being the number one contenders for the tag team titles. Since last year, it was me and Ace in the Extreme match, but that's besides the point. Like I said in my promo before WrestleFest 7, that I got a lot of respect for TJ. I don't know why, I just do. But Jackson Carter, he has to earn respect. And just by him riding on TJ's coattails and winning the titles his first day, it just don't make sense. And the professor, he was in XGR with me and Ace. And that having seen him gone, just thrown out of SCW like that, is just not right. To me, I think Jackson Carter should have been the one to lose his job, not Professor.
I agree. You're definitely not going to hear me disagree with any of that. To be perfectly honest with you, I think that Jackson Carter is going to be a flash in the pan, so to speak. Yeah, sure, he can come in with all this momentum in the world being under the wing of TJ Boss, so to speak. But I got to tell you, it's going to be a different world for Jackson Carter because I am personally putting my vote into the atmosphere, guys. And I'm calling Toys for Tots. I'm saying we have new tag team champions in Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. And you know what? I really hope it happens. And I'll tell you, not just for the obvious reasons, but I can't wait to see a Jackson Carter, a TJ Boss-less Jackson Carter, on his own out there, Sharks. That's what I'm ready for.
Yeah. Everybody knows that I've been putting on myself for 10 months and stuff, but I've been ready. I've been born ready. See, me and Ace, we got a lot of plans for Toys for Tots, a lot of plans. And one of those plans is becoming the new SCW Tag Team Champion, whether the SCW fans would like it or not. We're going to be the SCW Tag Team Champion, and when we do, it's going to be hell for them to take those titles off of us.
Well, you know, I really appreciate the way you guys have really opened up here lately. And I also have to say, and I said this from the beginning, even when we had never seen you two guys tag team together, I had said that, you know, it's very hard to develop a good relationship with a tag team partner enough to where you know them so well, you know what they're going to do and they know what you're going to do before you even do it. And I think the best combination for that type of tag team would happen to be brothers. So I do have to give you guys that advantage going into this match. You probably know each other so well, you each other know what's going to do before the other one does it. With that said, I don't think TJ Boss and Jackson Carter have that type of chemistry. TJ Boss's head is definitely somewhere else, and that somewhere is in a steel cage with Ben Wright. Jackson Carter is, on a bit of a high here recently. I'm sure he's very proud of his win at WrestleFest, of his being tag team champion. Maybe he has his head in the clouds while TJ's head's in a cage with Ben Wright. I got to tell you guys, TJ Boss, and I'll even give Jackson Carter the devil his due, these guys can really do it in the ring. However, I got to ask the question of you two, do you think their heads are in this tag team title match?
Not really, because just like you said, TJ got a lot on his plate dealing with Ben Wright. But Jackson Carter, I just don't think it's in him. He's in it for his own glory, and I can see that for myself. But to me, I just don't think that neither one of them are ready.
When you put it in the facts that, you know, okay,
we was all there at WrestleFest. Mr. Van,
I knew that in the back of my mind that it was only a hope of TJ beating Ben Wright. Because, you see, at the end of the day, you don't cross the boss. See, so now he's in a steel cage match, and now he's also has to defend his FCW Tag Team Championship.
Absolutely. And you know what? And you know what? Nobody can really I don't want anyone calling me out about this. I already know people are already your Weidmans and your Bakers are already out there on their keyboards typing statuses about this. Hey, look, Ace and Tony Lycan, they won number one contendership to the tag team titles. The tag team champions are within range to where they have to defend their tag team titles. What was it? September, I believe, was the last time these titles, maybe even August, the last time these titles were defended. At this point, they have to defend these tag teams. It's been so long, their number of days is almost up. With that said, we have clear number one contenders. This match needs to go down at Toys for Tots, and it's going to go down at Toys for Tots. And I'm sorry that TJ Boss has made enemies, and he now has to essentially burn the candle at both ends. But those are choices that TJ Boss made. And, guys, with that said, I think we have Sean Storm back here on the line with us. So let's go ahead and get his great insight as to what's going on. Are you back with us?
See, Sean Storm, let me tell you something. When a former heavyweight champion calls into this company and gets the disrespect like you've shown me today, I guarantee you, if Tyler Storm tried to call in, you wouldn't be disconnecting him. See, it's funny when you do it with Weidman, but you're going to do it to me, of all people?
Hey, look, you know, it's not my fault if you bought into the whole Obama phone thing, man. You know, that's you. That's Weidman's issue when he calls in. That could be what's going on here.
See, this is all very nice, but like I was telling you earlier, in one night, your life is about to change. You better fix it, or it gets wrecked. Ben Wright won't be left standing at the end of the night. Tyler Storm will be taken out before he even has a chance to make landfall in this company and get a foothold on anything. I will take his ass out day one and be the superior Storm. Now, for an issue that I don't think you brought up yet, how this ex-championship is going to play out until Boss retires.
Well, you know what, and I want everyone to hear what you got to say, but I know the Gold Rush privilege is going to carry on to Toys for Tots, given the lack of Gold Rush this year, and you definitely have the right to do whatever you want to do, but I only felt like it was necessary for you to defend the title first, considering you just won it. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the thing. See, I've already decided what I'm going to do with it. I've thought about it. This is something I've never thought I would say. I consulted SCW fans about it. And we have a hell of an idea, actually.
Oh, well, if the fans came up with it, I can't wait to hear this.
Well, see, I mean, what you need to stop Sean Van and Ben Wright is an army. Now, I don't know about you, but when my back is to the wall and I'm fighting for my life, my job, and my championship, there's one man in SCW that I want to have my back.
Do tell.
I think I might just use my ex-championship privilege and make sure that Dean Richards walks out SCW champion and stops yet another path that you're trying to take. Dean Richards as champion would be what's best for SCW and these fans. And for once, I can be the better man and put the good of this company and the good of someone else above myself. I think I might just take the opportunity to cash in and instead of taking the opportunity for myself, guarantee that Dean Richards leads as heavyweight champion. How do you like that?
You know what? You have definitely change Sean Storm. I'll tell you why. The Sean Storm I know would never take something that he earned and simply hand it to somebody else just to get under my skin. You're literally taking
an opportunity. Hey, I don't have to hand him anything.
You're taking an opportunity for yourself to become a two-time SCW champion, and you're throwing it away and handing it to Dean Richards. Is that what you're saying? Just to get under my skin. Is that it?
Think about it. Think about the brilliance of this idea. This is something only I could help come up with, and a couple of fans gave me the idea, and we worked this out. But if you think about it, it wouldn't really be a triple threat match as much as it would be an insurance policy that Anderson Strong does not leave as champion. Because God knows, if you can get in Anderson Strong's head and control that monster, we're in for a lot of trouble. So if the best solution is Dean Richards as champion, I think I can live with that. I think
okay,
I can
well,
cash
you know,
in and make this a triple threat match and have Dean Richards back and guarantee a victory.
I'll tell you what's interesting here. What's interesting here is you have a history with both of these men, okay? A very documented history with both of these men. Granted, you've had your troubles with Anderson Strong, but damn if you haven't had your troubles with Dean Richards as well. And going back to the point I made earlier, you're going to hand over this amazing opportunity you have to a guy who 6 months ago wanted to kick your head off of your shoulders. You really got to explain to me what you're getting out of this, because I know you. What are you getting out of this?
What am I getting out of this?
Yeah.
I am getting the best and the probably toughest man in this company watching my back, because I realized by coming back and pissing you off, that you're going to do everything you can to make my life a living hell. Let's not sugarcoat this. I know Sean Van. When Sean Van gets annoyed at somebody, Sean Van pulls everything out and targets that person. So what I'm getting out of this is an ass kicker and a champion to watch my back. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Okay,
see, I
so,
don't...
What, you know, if I'm following your game plan correctly here, your game plan was to low blow Aaron McClure to take his championship, cost Anderson Strong his SCW championship. At this point, you have two of the biggest monsters in this company's history on your ass, and your backup is Dean Richards.
Hey, if
I'm
I
not
have one of those guys watching my back,
plan.
It's Dean Richards.
Hey, granted, I won't take anything away from either one of you guys. Yourself and Dean Richards are amazing talent at SCW Entertainment. You've held every championship this company has to offer. Dean Richards has held almost every championship this company has to offer. You guys are amazing competitors. However, I got to tell you, pissing off those two, probably not the brightest plan.
You want a little flashback breaking news from way back in the day? Speaking of people that never bothered to check on me and show concern, Anderson Strong damn near broke my neck. And I was probably 2 or 3 inches away from possibly being paralyzed and never being able to walk again. Not one time did he check on me. All the times Dean Richards beat the living hell out of me, there was respect there. Anderson Strong, pure and simple, is a giant, hell of a guy, hell of a tough guy. There's no way in hell I'm going to let Anderson Strong be the champion and have Sean Van and push that on people. At least Dean Richards, we will have our war. We will shake hands. We might hate each other later on, but for the night, we can accomplish some business. And I can think of nothing better than TJ Boss kicking Ben Wright's ass all over that cage, myself beating Tyler Storm, and Dean Richards walking out as champion, because those are the three things that you would absolutely hate the most in your life right now. And I think even you would admit that.
Well, you know, that's one way to see things. However, I myself see it a completely different way. I see new SCW Tag Team Champions in the brothers Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. I see a new ex-champion when the Superior Storm wins that match at Toys for Tots. I see a bloodied and battered TJ Boss inside of a cage, tag team titleless, by the way, and I see probably the most disturbed and impactful and powerful, gruesome champion this company has ever seen, Anderson Strong, beating Dean Richards, and if you want to do it too, Sean Storm, to a pulp for 30 solid minutes. That's what I see out of Toys for Tots.
that's how you want to call it? That's your vision for Toys for Tots?
Well, you know what, guys? We are going into after call now, so it's probably as good a time as any to go ahead and give everyone their final closing thoughts, however you want to put it. So, with that said, we'll start with Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. You guys both chime in on this one. Your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
Well, Ace Harris's closing thoughts are simply, you see, you said something earlier. You said something about, you know, as a matter of fact, it was Sean Storm about how your vision for Toys for Tots. Well, Mr. Storm, let me be the first to tell you that even though I respect the SCW Nation, they do have a voice, but they do not have a voice for Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. And, you know, Sean Storm talks about building an army. Well, Mr. Van, I'm going to tell you right now, here on this radio show, that because you are giving us the chance to become the SCW Tag Team Champion, well, you have friends in us. We have your back. And if anybody out there wants to try to get their hands on Mr. Van or Cross the Boss, however you want to say, well, we got your back, sir.
Much appreciated, Mr. Harris.
Toys for Tots, TJ Boss, Jackson Carter, get ready to hand those belts over to Ace Harris and Tony Lycan.
You hear that? Everyone listen up, because that is what future tag team champions, that's what they sound like. These guys are driven, these guys are motivated, and I think their heads in the right, perfectly honest with you. Now we'll move on to you, Sean Storm, your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. We may have lost Sean Storm again. I'm not really hearing anything. I'm not exactly sure what's going on there, but I can go ahead and tell you probably what Mr. Storm would have said. Something similar to the fact that, you know, and I'm just going to elaborate the fact that he's a giant phony, and that the Superior Storm's going to whoop his ass for the X title at Toys for Tots. I'm pretty sure he would have said something along those lines. So with that said, guys, one more time, let's just go ahead and throw it out here into the atmosphere. So we want this date to stick in your heads, guys. December 19th, 7 o'clock p.m., SCW Entertainment presents Toys for Tots, the fifth annual Toys for Tots event at the Corner Department located at 1418 Highway 246 South, in Greenwood, South Carolina. Guys, admission for the event is only one unwrapped toy per entrant, so it's a great cause, guys. Before this edition of SCW Radio, we already knew about three incredible matches. Now, after this edition, we know about three more incredible matches. Just to run through them really quickly, guys, in singles competition one-on-one, Josh Ramsey will meet Mr. Smith at Toys for Tots. Also, the SCW Tag Team titles will be on the line as Ace Harris and Tony Lycan will come together to face the combined efforts of the current SCW Tag Team champions, Jackson Carter and TJ Boss. Those SCW Tag Team titles on the line. And that's not the only TJ Boss match going down that night, because TJ Boss will also be competing one-on-one with Ben Wright inside of a steel cage. That's right. You heard me right, ladies and gentlemen. And the loser of this match is leaving this company once and for all. This match is going to shape the way the future of this company goes, ladies and gentlemen. Mark my words. Also, another singles bout for a championship. The SCW Internet title is on the line as Cat Daddy makes his second title defense, coming off the heels of a win at the four-man ladder match at WrestleFest. He'll defend the belt against one of those men that were in that ladder match with him, the nefarious one himself, guys. I'm talking about Carl Hager. And also, the X Championship is on the line. It's Storm versus Storm as Sean Storm defends the SCW X Championship against, in my opinion, and anyone else with half a brain, the Superior Storm, Tyler Storm. Right there, guys. X title on the line. Can't wait to see that one. And, of course, guys, it is a Toys for Tots tradition. The main event, the SCW Heavyweight Championship, is on the line in a 30-minute Ironman match as Anderson Strong defends against Dean Richards. There you go, guys. Whoever gets the most decisions, whether it be by pinfall, submission, disqualification, countout, at the end of 30 minutes, will be the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Of course, the Gold Rush privilege has spilled over to Toys for Tots this year, meaning the winner of the Sean Storm-Tyler Storm match could, in fact, cash in on this match, making it a triple threat 30-minute Iron Man match. You never know. We've seen that happen before here in the past at Toys for Tots. And just as easily as Sean Storm could try to swing the favor in Dean Richards' corner, a Tyler Storm could swing the favor in Anderson Strong's corner. So keep that in mind there, Mr. Storm. And with that said, guys, six huge matches signed, set, and ready to be, quite frankly, delivered to you guys December 19th at Toys for Tots. So with that, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. I want to thank the number one contenders to the tag team titles, Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, for calling in this week. Also want to thank Sean Storm for calling in and giving us his spin on things, because, you know, I love hearing how my detractors and people like that like to put their spin on things. It's very entertaining. And with that said, I want to thank everyone out there for listening, guys. I'm, of course, your host, Sean Van, and we will catch you next week, same day, different time. Once again, you know, it's 3 o'clock. We had a little technical difficulties today, but Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m. Is when you'll catch us again for another edition of SCW Radio. And until then, guys, I am Sean Van, signing off.